This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Oh.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, wanted to let you know, we're live today. We're working today. It's important that we keep our hand to the plow and look not back as Jesus Christ commanded us to do so. And I know a lot of people are taking the day off, and yes, it is Saturday. So I want to day off and listening to us today. If you want to give us a call at any time, you can do that, pro or con, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go ahead and pick up 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies through the mainstream media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to watch us live on YouTube, you can do that as well. Go to the right side of the page, click us on, and join us on live chat. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Click us on to YouTube and join us on live chat. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. We welcome it. We want to say thank you to the 126 cities across the United States of America that have made us the number one and number two show throughout the week and the weekend. Again, it's always me, this show, and Alex Jones that are combating for the first place position. But that's you. So we appreciate that. And we, again, know why you're listening. Again, so we wanted to give you a high five. Because we're listening to you as well, first and foremost. This is about America, correct? And this is about we can do this together under God. Read Psalm 33:12 when you get a moment. Also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just that simple. What I want to talk about today is I want to cover a couple things, important topics. Just a week and a half ago, I met with the sheriff that oversees 260 police officers, deputies, in the county. And as I met with him, friends, I just wanted to see where he was constitutionally. And he had said to me, concerning the U.S. Constitution, he said, I'm not moving. So I totally appreciate that. But when I got into the conversation a little bit further, I said, well, what about the strength of the church in the county here? I said, there's 98 churches here. And I said, I want to show you the strength of the county. And I'm not saying this to backhand them. I'm just saying this to expose them for who they are. And they can take it as a reproof or correction or instructions in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16, or they can just get angry with me because they know it's true. Okay? We're not here asking the devil for permission. And the problem is our kids are becoming subject to everything and protected from nothing. And case in point, just a couple weeks ago, friends, we did a show on the Communists Today that you see protesting, that are rioting and looting. These are the kids that were raised up in public schools. And for 20 years, friends, I've been warning you exactly what's going on in public schools. And this is wisdom justified by our children, Luke 7:35. This is a reflection of the parents, what we're seeing concerning rioters and looters. Well, how is that, Bradley? Well, who sends them to public schools? 86% of those that send their kids to public schools are professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. and look at their kids, friends. Look what they produced. They're hypocrites on so many different fronts. And I'm not so much blaming the kids as I am the parents for what they raised up. And I also want to say to the young people now that think they know that all the answers, get the answers before you go out there and act. Because you're either going to do it in a lawful sense or you're going to be doing it in an unlawful sense, okay? And that's what really matters. You don't have to adhere to hypocrisy. The fact of the matter is the way to right the wrong, two wrongs don't make a right, and the way to right the wrong is do the right thing. And the right time to do the right thing is right now. So I want to make that clear. But when I was talking to the sheriff, going back to the conversation, I said, you know, the strength of the American church and the strength of the church in this community is look at the government corruption. Look at the abortion industry. Look at the sodomites. Look at the school indoctrination, how they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They're being taught evolution. The strength of the American church, friends, Muslim infiltration, they're the ones drawing them in. Namely, in the state of Minnesota here, friends, Lutheran Social Services are selling out the people in the state of Minnesota for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22:48, the same way that Judas did to Christ. Because it's the church that sold its soul in alluring Muslims to come into America. And I'm not talking about those that are here to assimilate. I'm talking about those that are here to conquer we the people. Which also leads me to the second hour. We're going to be talking about what's going on the southern border. And why is it that we're not hearing about the wall any longer? Friends, I am telling you, I am confounded concerning the stupidity of the people in this country. And we're going to be talking about why we're not hearing about the wall any longer. And I got to basically prep you and get you ready for what's up and coming concerning the second hour. Because what you're being told and what are actually happening and taking place in this country is not at all what's happening, friends. You know, and I want to tell you something. This current administration banks on the fact that you're going to take it no further than the way he said it. And if you were to really have a heart for your country, you would question everything that's being said by this administration and the preceding administration and the administration to come, friends. You don't just take them for face value. They have a long history of telling the people what they want to hear when, in fact, they do the opposite of what they told the people. Again, we're supposed to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. So what I want to do is I want to get to this, friends, because Leonard Ravenhill was right, going back to the conversation with the local sheriff. I want you to understand something concerning the strength of the American church today. The strength of the American church today is they don't have any left. Why? Because Christ isn't going to bear witness to their lie. The Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to their lie. Okay? They can claim whatever they want to claim, but the fact of the matter is, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they don't have the Spirit to bear witness on the behalf of the Word of God. Why? Because they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. The strength of the church, friends, is government corruption. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, everything else goes. So when you see corruption in government, it's because there's corruption in the church. And the church refuses today in America to correct itself, to reprove itself. Friends, to repent for its sins before a just and a holy God. They're self-righteous, and I want to tell you what we see across the country, friends, are 300,000 pulpits that are filled with nothing but a bunch of hirelings that are driving and leading this country concerning the sheeple that listen to them because they fail to read their own Bibles straight into hell. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death, and it's exactly what we're seeing happening in this country today. This country's being turned into hell because they're not adhering to the Word of God. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty. LibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's kick this off and get to the topic. Oh, I just wanted to give you a highlight from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Donald Trump partners with Gates-funded Global Vaccine Alliance. The acronym is GAVI. Donald Trump partners with Gates-funded Global Vaccinations, the Alliance. You can go ahead and watch the video, friends. You can listen to him talk about it. After all, it is this administration that gave a platform to this special interest group concerning the likes of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and all of those coronavirus-tasked team members that are around Donald Trump. For those that did not know, they all work for Bill Gates in pushing vaccinations. And we knew that this was coming, friends, and this is what's going to push America to a civil war if they continue to do so. People are already protesting the tyranny that's going on concerning the coronavirus and COVID-19 and the forced compliance. So again, if you want to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It just posted, Tim Brown just posted it just a couple minutes ago. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, Leonard Ravenhill said, Jesus didn't come into the world to make bad men good. Listen carefully. To those that have ears, you understand. To those that have eyes, you'll completely understand what he's saying. Jesus didn't come into the world to make bad men good. He came into the world to make dead men live. Read Ephesians 2. He's exactly right. Today, the state of the government is a reflection to the American people as to what they have become. Every country deserves the government that it has. Okay? The church was guilty of teaching and allowing this long, long ago. As the government today is foreign to what it is that our forefathers established, so is the church foreign to that which the apostles and the prophets established. Go read Ephesians 2:20. Okay? Going so far as to become an enemy now to God and man in both spheres. Matter of fact, I'm being led right now to go over to Micah chapter 3, verse 5. What does that say, Holy Ghost? Micah, forgot the A. going over there right now. What does it tell us? It tells us, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not in their mouths, they even prepare war against him. It's exactly what we're seeing happening today in America. Folks, the church in America today, without the Spirit, has taught hate in the place of love. Do you remember King David in Psalm 109, verse 5? He said, and they rewarded me evil for good. The church today is advocating evil, and they call it good when they advocate that which is counter or in contrast to the very cross of Jesus Christ. Okay? And when you look to Isaiah 5:20, this will help explain it a little bit more. But woe unto you, he's cursing them. Woe unto them that call evil good. This is what you're seeing from the pulpits in America today, for the most part. And good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Is that what's happening? We're talking about the strength of the American church today. When you look at the corruption in government, that's a reflection of the church. When you look at abortion, they're the greatest advocates to abortion, is the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent in the face of what they should be protesting. When you look at sodomites, friends, what do you see? When you look at school indoctrination, teaching evolution, sodomy, the list goes on, Muslim infiltration, this is what the church is doing today, friends. It's been infiltrated decades ago in this country. And those that know better, they do nothing but blow in the wind what corruption is found on the branches of the church while they fail to actually stand up and act out upon it in protest, right? Well, they got a backwards version of Romans 13, so they submit to the tyrant rather than God, not understanding that they should read Romans 2:21 first, where it says, which preceded Romans 13, where it tells us, right, that we're to overcome evil with being good. Then Romans 13 rolls out. Well, they forgot that part. So apparently it's good to submit to the tyrant when Scripture condemns such an act. And if you look in Genesis all the way through 66 books to the book of Revelation, you find the church continuously protesting tyranny and tyrants and corruption. Okay? That's the history of the church. That's called to reprove the darkness by being the light, Ephesians 5. But that's lost in the mix. Why? Because they've settled for a bunch of hirelings that have opened the doors to the wolves to come inside of the church to go ahead and gut the pith and marrow and to devour all of the sheep. And it's the sheep's fault for allowing it. Why? Because if they knew the Word of God, they wouldn't tolerate hirelings in the pulpit. The same way for Americans. If they knew the U.S. Constitution, they wouldn't tolerate what they see, incumbency across the United States of America, regardless of what office it may be, the president, a judge, a governor, a mayor, a commissioner. It doesn't matter. Folks, this is embarrassing stuff going on here. Isaiah 5:20 tells us, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's where we're at. Folks, if the church is to be the moral compass of society, then how can it answer for what it is responsible for today? They can't. You know what they do now? They look at a guy like me, oh, friends, I live this, and they say, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Donald Trump. That's exactly what they're doing. By the way, look at the alliance between the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, the gay alliance, and Donald Trump. Friends, Trump is supporting them. He's advocating for the decriminalization on a global scale. He is tweeting to them in full support of them. We've just seen what Neil Gorsuch just did in giving the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ all the ammo they need to go ahead and attack anybody at will that may dare fire them because they don't qualify for the job. This is coming through Donald Trump. Donald Trump just said 3 weeks ago, friends, concerning a sodomite, that he is in a position that he would be more than happy to hire others in the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ community for another position in federal government. It's amazing how when Barack Hussein Obama was doing that, when he appointed over 225 sodomites, to federal positions, including transgenders, lesbians, and sodomites, homosexuals, friends, which is an abomination in the sight of God, Leviticus 18:22. Everybody was up in arms about it. But now that their man is in office and they have he has their favorite jersey on, all of a sudden it's acceptable for some reason or another. This is what I'm talking about, friends, as to what we're up against. It's not so much what you call the left that you're up against. It's what you've accepted as the right as to what you're up against. That's what you need to understand. The left is the fruit of the right. And 1,000 times over, friends, 1,000 times over, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left in the United States of America. That's how weak they are. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Talking about a conversation I had with the local sheriff. I said there's 98 churches in this community, and you have evolution, you have homosexuality, you have Muslim infiltration, government corruption, the list goes on. And this is the strength of what you call the church in this community. This is across the boards. That's not the church at all. I told him, I said, that's a lack of Christianity for the record. I said, if there ever comes a time where you need the church in this community to stand up and do something, I said, you can mark my words on it, they're not going to do it. And I said, they're not going to do it because they haven't done it. Friends, I told you just last week, I had to go to a business in northern Minnesota because the church is submitted to the tyrant in this state. To preach to a little less than 100 people at a business, friends, who had the business owner had enough internal fortitude to stand up and obey God. He's a baby Christian, by the way. He didn't know that he couldn't do it. Those are the ones that the Lord picks. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are wise. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. That's scripture, friends, and that's the God I serve. But this is how weak and impotent the professed church has become in this country, that businesses have to open their doors to have churches because the churches won't. And I want to tell you why. Because the churches took the money. And then they took the dictates through the racket called corruption in government, who began to extort them with the use of, ready for this, America? Your money. Your money. The government took your money and then bribed businesses and churches throughout the country to follow the dictates of this scam called the coronavirus and COVID-19. And if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen. Then they put them in a gridlock. And business owners know exactly what I'm talking about right now. And I'm not faulting so many business owners as I am the church in America today for not doing their job. How emboldened is corruption in government? Just yesterday, this communist in California, they call him Governor Newsom. He's a communist from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. He told the church in California, and I know there's good people in California that are going to stand up in his face and protest his tyrannical ways, but he told the church in California, you can't sing anymore. He said that to the Jews, and he said that to the synagogues and the Christian churches. But I didn't see where he said a thing to the Muslims in the United States of America. Folks, the war has already started. And if you want a reformation, you better get busy in enforcing the laws that they're failing to enforce today. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump kicked off the 4th of July weekend last night at Mount Rushmore with a big fireworks display.
I just want to wish everybody a really happy 4th of July. We're on the way to a tremendous victory. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen big.
He spoke of protesters who want to remove Confederate statues.
This left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution.
The president is hosting a huge celebration in the nation's capital. There are also multiple Black Lives Matter protests going on there as well. Earlier today in Pittsburgh, anti-police brutality protesters clashed with counter-demonstrators as supporters of President Trump organized a boat parade for the holiday. This is USA Radio News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has tweeted a holiday message.
American history is no fairy tale. There's been a constant push and pull between the two parts of our character. The idea that all men and women, all people are created equal, and the racism that has torn us apart.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, remember your loved ones today.
As we sit and celebrate our freedoms and cherish them on this 4th of July, there will be family members who can't be there. In this holiday, we should cherish a little greater our freedoms. We should cherish our families a little stronger. And let's make sure that we rebuild, restore, and renew America.
Last night in Hoover, Alabama, an 8-year-old boy was killed in a shooting at a mall. Mayor Frank Brocato.
I'm extremely saddened to report that an 8-year-old male victim was pronounced deceased shortly after arriving at Children's Hospital.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to those websites and like us on YouTube and join us on live chat. Got lots of friends over there. Friends, we had about 900 on the show yesterday. Totally appreciate that. It's slowly growing. And with that said, we're looking for a stronger Wi-Fi signal here so we can restream so it can go into the thousands instantaneously. So we've been working on that for some time now. So we're still in the process of doing that. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and click us onto YouTube or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click us on. We're right on the front page there. And you can go ahead and check it out, friends. And do join us. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Got Dwayne calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I know what the problem is with this country, and I know what the remedy is.
Okay.
The problem is that America has fell away. We have committed adultery with idols, and our days have come to a close, according to Ezekiel 22. That we have committed...
Yeah, I was going to say, Dwayne, I'm totally in agreement with you. I'm in total agreement with you. As a matter of fact, I just posted right before I pulled you up. I said, folks, these warnings are going to come to an end very soon because the American people refuse to deal with the issues at hand. They're praising the very people that are destroying this country. And by the way, Dwayne, that is idolatry. You're exactly right.
Yes, the idols that we are worshiping is the paper money from Babylon the Bank.
Okay.
And the way we do that
give us the answer, though. Give us the answer, Dwayne. Give us the answer, Dwayne.
The answer is that we got to quit worshiping the birth certificate, which gives value to the paper money.
Okay, well, that's not the problem. The answer is Matthew 3:2, where we repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The answer is between us and the Lord first and foremost. That is Acts 20:21. And the list goes on, friends. Our sin is before God. We're being found out. We're being led astray by corrupt men because we refuse to see the truth. Men have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. I find more than not, it's people that are willfully rejecting the truth to their own demise. You can read Hebrews 10:26 to understand what I'm talking about, because friends, we are here today. You tell people the truth, friends, they want nothing to do. And I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the people that continuously go on with their bad selves, and they keep leading this country straight to hell, and they keep compromising and fraternizing with the enemy, acting like a bunch of diplomats, and diplomacy is seduction in another guise, with people that are calling forth making America great again, which in fact they're responsible for destroying everything that we are in this country. It's been said, if you want to destroy a country and you want to see the end of the country, normalize sodomy and abortion. Normalize sodomy and abortion. 60 million babies aborted today. Has not been stopped by the current administration. Just the exact opposite. Not blaming Donald Trump, but that is the reflection of the American people that allow him to continuously tell them what they want to hear and do nothing about it. Okay? Sodomites. Sodomy. Normalize it. Destroy your country. These are people that are at war with anybody that does not agree with their abominable lifestyle. And I'll tell you what, I'll stand here all day For the time that the Lord allots me, friends. And I'll be the one person to stand against what God condemns. Okay? Again, he didn't call it a sin. He called it an abomination. And these are people that are daring the justice of God. And I want to tell you what, so are the accomplices. And who are the accomplices? Those that give them a green light to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Now they're in the school system. They're in pre-kindergarten schools. And knowing all of what's going on in the country today, friends, how many times they've been exposed for what the agenda is all about, the people still smile. And now because their man is in office, and again, he has their favorite jersey on, guess what? He says it's okay, then guess what they take on? Well, it must be okay then, because he said so. No, just like Dwayne was talking about, that is idolatry. That's why you're in trouble. You refuse to take responsibility. Remember this. The Lord judges nations because men lightly esteem him. Okay? That's where we're at. Okay? We're beyond that. Number two. When men lay it not to their heart, God judges nations. Okay? That's why we're on the radio today. Because I live and breathe. I am all the way into what I do here. From the top to the bottom, friends. So is the whole family. And I know that there's many ministries across this country that are just like us. We're doing what we're doing today because the history of the 4th of July is Independence Day. That was when our forefathers, through the Declaration of Independence, threw off a tyrant. That's what we're doing on the radio today. This is what we... 4th of July here is every day of the week, 6 days a week. Every day of the week. Why? Because we lay it to heart. We have to, on the behalf of our kids, okay? We have to, in the face of tyranny, and causing them to understand what God meant in this life, not in the next. Why would we allot politicians to continuously destroy our country, America? Oh, because you've been conditioned to believe that they have two more years to do what they want before he's voted out. Yep, this is what the best that you have say. Well, just vote him out. That's not what the Constitution says. That's not what the Constitution says. You know, there was a famous drug dealer in Colombia. He used to take dope money, blood money, and he would support his community. His community loved him because he would take that money and he would take care of his people in his own backyard. The people knew how he was making money. They knew that people were getting killed all day long to get the cocaine that he was transporting and trafficking. And I'm talking about Escobar. Is that community just as guilty as the one that's trafficking the drugs? By the way, the CIA was involved in it too, just to bring us into it. But I also want to say this. The CIA wouldn't be trafficking drugs if it wasn't for the American people buying it. See how that goes? But are they not accomplices in the sight of God, just like Escobar was? Absolutely they were, because they knew exactly where the money was coming. And it's the same thing happening here. We know who all the bad guys are in this country. But what do? We play the accomplice and we let them continue on for another year, another 2 years, another 3 years, another 4 years, until the country's destroyed all the more. Let me ask you something, friends. If it's not true, are things getting better or are they getting worse? I'm just asking the question. Are things getting better or are they getting worse? Okay? Because if you're not going to pay attention to the Lord and the blessings, you're definitely going to find Him out in the curses and the judgments. And I just got done reading the book of Deuteronomy over the last 3 days again. All the blessings and the cursings, Deuteronomy 28. Oh, what a merciful God. Read Deuteronomy 30. You want mercy? But notice what the mandate is, meeting Him on His terms. Why are we in trouble? It's because the American people allow it. That's exactly why. We're talking about the strength of the American church today. Talking about the conversation I was having with the local sheriff. Great guy, by the way. Great guy. I told him the strength of the church and the community is 98 churches who have allowed this to happen. They're weak. They're capitulators. If they're ever called upon to stand up for the country, they're going to be the first ones to turn their back. What's going through me now? Well, that's all I have to do is go over to Psalm 78 and follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. And what does it tell us when we go over to Psalm 78, friends? We're having church right now. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned their back in the day of battle. Yep. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them. Make distinction between moral law and that of ceremonial law. Okay. What did He tell the younger generation? Well, He said that they, the older generation, they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Did they do that? Nope, they didn't do that. What did He tell their children? It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. What are we dealing with in the pulpits in America today? And what are we dealing with, friends? Incumbencies, incapacities of government, and those that are occupying it today. The hippie generation. The same generation that was taught by the communists in their time before we were around about what? Free love, man. Free love. Love is not free. Love is always in a demonstration. You want some proof? Go to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that He gave His only begotten Son, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's love right there. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a sacrifice for our sins, a propitiation. Okay? Whoa, love is in demonstration. You know it is. Why do you think I continuously end every show with deeds, not words? Because Jesus didn't walk around telling people how much He loved them. He showed them how much He loved them by dying on the cross. And it's twofold. What is twofold? Well, when you look at Jesus Christ on the cross, He took the sins of the world upon Himself, didn't He? Our sins. Every one of us. For the sins of the world, it tells us in 1 John 2. Right? It's a demonstration of God's love through Jesus Christ for us to redeem us back unto Himself. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. See, this is what we're missing. It's real love, but it's sacrificial love. Our veterans in the natural love us so much that they're willing to lay down their lives. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. That's real love. What are we doing in response? Are we grateful for what they have done? And you know the ones that are grateful for what's been done because they live unto them who died for them. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I got to go on here. Letting the Holy Ghost have His will, have His way. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. Got Richard calling in from I don't know where. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, buddy, I'm calling in from Greedy. The guy you just had on before, I've been listening to you guys for the last month and a half now, and I know he called in here a while back. But both times he was getting ready to give you an answer, you guys cut him off. How come?
Well, do you think the birth certificate is really the answer here, Richard? Are you kidding me?
I don't. Come on, dude. I don't know for sure, but my search has led me to believe I think so.
Okay, well, you know what? The fact of the matter is this is my show. He can tell someone else the birth certificate is the answer on someone else's show because that doesn't jive with Scripture, brah.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about right now the strength of the American church. Folks, you know what? You know, and I appreciate you guys calling in. I really honestly do. But my findings is not, just for the record, concerning the last caller, the answer is not found in the birth certificate. Okay? I mean, folks get weird. It's not in the money and getting rid of the money. You're talking about the branches on the tree, man, concerning all the topics that need to be dealt with. Know what we do here is we hold to the Word of God and we lay the axe to the root of the tree. Okay? The axe to the root of the tree is we're in trouble in America today because America's failed to repent for their sins before God, not before their priest, not before their pastor, but before God. Okay? The Bible says, let your speech be sound. Sound means without error. Let's not get weird here. Let's stick to the Word of God. Okay? All these things that you're talking about are a fruit of corruption. No question about it. I'm with you on that. But if you're going to get on the radio and have 126, 127 stations along with 53 countries, and I'm giving you airtime, make it count. That's all I'm asking you to do. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. folks, we're talking about the strength of the American church today. What do we see? We see corruption all around us. Why? Because they're bowing to the tyranny. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. And you hear the false prophets leading that direction. I'm here to tell you, folks, you better look the other direction as to what you're being told today. Because America is in trouble like it's never, ever been in trouble today. Gun sales are skyrocketing. Yesterday I shared with the American people, Donald Trump has, hey, surpassed Barack Hussein Obama in gun sales, friends. Go to a gun store, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. People are wide awake, which, by the way, works against his support numbers. Okay? Just wanted to let you know that, okay? Regardless of who's there, keep in mind, if this is just a weekend listener, there is 1,104 different options concerning presidential candidates, and you've been told about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Why? Because they're both players and actors in the circus of politics. Okay? How come we haven't heard a word about the 1,104 other options, friends? Because they don't want you to know about them. Okay? You need to wake up as to what's going on here. This is why you're in trouble, because you refuse the truth. Go online, look at all their names. It's easy to find. Just did an article this last week. And what do people say? Oh, just right away. Oh, you giving the vote to Joe Biden? Are you really that ignorant? I just told you there's 1,100 other options. How is it that you don't understand? I'm trying to get you out of your cycle, your circular reasoning, the establishment that you declared to the world that you're so sick and tired. Well, let me tell you, there's 1,104 different options. Okay, so when you go into the voting booth and you vote for the lesser of two evils that have been given to you, keep in mind they've been given to you by the powers that are tolerated, and they win either way. If it's not true, what's changed for the better? If it's not true, what's changed for the better? I want to try to sell this up before the end of the hour. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. You see church doors and yard signs on their properties. You can find all welcome with the sodomite flag draped across their doors. You want to talk about daring the justice of God? There you go. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Man, ask a tyrant named Napoleon Bonaparte. What did he say about the Bible? He said it's a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. You better know it. We're going to test our wooden swords again against the spirit, aren't we, friends? Yep, we are. We are. Now you have at these churches where they have these sodomite flags draped across their doors, these hirelings in these pulpits condemning anyone that would agree with the Word of God. And why is that? Because they're enemies of the cross, Philippians 3:17-21. And they're enemies of the cross to the point where they're in opposition to the sins for which they advocate. They're advocating that which contradicts the Word of God. Okay? And they call it love to do so, not hate. Right? Now keep in mind, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why did it hate him? Because he told the world the truth. He exposed them for who they really were. What about refugees? Well, they have churches all across America today, friends. They have these signs that are all are welcome here, not realizing that in many cases, more than not, those refugees are not here to assimilate. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. But then again, most didn't know that it is the church is taking money and alluring them into our country. Did you know that? And your government, again, is taking tax dollars and allocating them to churches to sell your own country out. That's what's happening. Instead of these hirelings in the churches protesting abortion, well, we already see what's taking place there, friends. 60 million babies have been murdered in the womb. Why? Because 330 million people allowed foreign government in the United States government to sanction that which is illegal in every country in this world. Okay? We're called the light of the world, friends, for a reason. And Americans allowed this to take place. Guess what's happening in the churches today? When you have churches and real Christians protesting abortions, did you know that real Christians are now protesting churches that are advocating or silent on the issue of abortion? You know what the parishes are doing? Do you know what the priests are doing? You know what the pastors are doing? They're calling the law on the protesters. I'm not making it up. Okay? This is why you are where you're at today, America. I pulled up into small towns across the country to speak at high school assembly programs, only to see five churches surrounding the high schools in which evolution, sodomy, indoctrinations are going on in the public school. Well, friends, let me ask you the question. In ending hour one here, what's the purpose of the church? The young people want to know. My generation wants to know, what is your purpose? Is this just your job? Is this what you do? I mean, you've lost your allegiance to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I remember when I first came into the church by the Spirit's leading, Romans 8:14, I started noticing immediately that what it was that I was reading in the Bible was not at all lining up with what was taking place before my eyes. So, me being born of the Spirit, John 3:3, being born of the Spirit, friends, I began to ask questions to the church leadership. And so I would take them to the Word and I would say, well, this is what the Word says, but this is what I see you guys doing. Right? Instantly, I became a threat to their little hierarchy there. You know what he said to me? He said, we just don't do things like that anymore. That's exactly what he said to me. I was dumbfounded. The first thing I knew in my unrenewed mind at that time is, wait a second, if you're not doing it the way the Word of God declares that we're to do it, maybe that's why you're not getting the results that he promised he would when you would meet him on his terms. This is crazy. Insanity. Right? We don't do things like that anymore. Well, friends, Scripture says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not, Malachi 3:6, and that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. So, it's my understanding that we as a people are to meet the Lord on His terms, not the Lord on ours, or our terms, right? Mark 7:13. Yet this is what happens when men begin to throw off the words of the living God, and it will be a hell to endure for sure, friends. Mark my words, it will be a hell to endure for sure. And I am standing before you today, and I'm sitting here today, broadcasting to the country, that this is a testimony against this country, that you failed. You refuse to acknowledge your sins before God and repent of it. You are creating a hell. You are creating a ditch that you will surely fall into it. And friends, I'm telling you what, it's hastening itself now. These warnings, as I said a couple segments ago, are going to come to an end. They're going to come to an end, friends. Okay? Sooner than later. We're there now. We're there now. This is what people wanted to put off. They wanted to put off the day of the Lord. They wanted to put off their responsibility. And what are they doing? They're drawing the seat of violence onto their own front doors. And guess what, friends? You're going to win the prize. Amos 6:3. You're going to win the prize. The wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God, Psalm 9:17. Again, the answer here is repentance before God. The answer is in Christ. Okay? This is the method to Him. Let the law of God drive you to the foot of the cross. The law to text. Grace conquers, said Augustine. Where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read Exodus 20 and Matthew 3:2. Put those together. Go to Galatians 3:24 and you'll understand perfectly what I'm talking about. You'll also find it in demonstration, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm going to take a quick break. We got hour two coming up. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, why are we not hearing about the wall any longer? You ready for this? The broken wall promises. If you listened to yesterday's show, we got some new updates for you just to strengthen the position of there is no wall. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.